A simple heart is a grateful heart, and a grateful heart is the residence of the Lord. You can see how when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan and returned back, he was accompanied by Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and Mahaprabhu, while he was walking in the forest, sometimes chanting and dancing. Every village he would go, always some brahmanas would come forward and offer him prasadam, and Mahaprabhu would accept. But sometimes 2, 3, 4 days in a row, there would be no village, and they would be going through the forest. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya would collect some roots and some spinach and all these fruits and different ingredients and keep with him, and sometimes he would cook in the forest. And Mahaprabhu would accept simple prasad. Sometimes he would sleep in mathas, sometimes he would sleep in the side of the road. And in this way Mahaprabhu led a very simple life and proceeded towards Vrindavan. After returning back, Mahaprabhu was greatly joyful that he could successfully visit Vrindavan. So he was telling Balabhadra Bhattacharya, earlier I was planning to go to Vrindavan, and thousands of devotees were accompanying me. And by the good advice of Sanatan, I went to Ramkeli and then I returned back. Because he said, don't go to Vrindavan like a magician, or like a drama actor carrying thousands of people, you will be considered an imposter. So I came back, and by Krishna's mercy, now I could go to Vrindavan so smoothly, without people crowding around me, without any other obstacles or hindrances. And Mahaprabhu said, it is only because of you, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, I could have such a smooth journey. Although I went through so many forests, I never felt I have any difficulty or any other type of inconveniences. You made my journey so smooth. So by your association, I could visit Vrindavan. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya broke to tears. He said, my dear Lord, what are you saying? You know, you accepted me like Lord Vishnu accepts Garuda. But I am not like Garuda. I am no better than a condemned crow. But still, you allowed me to accompany you. And besides that, from the hands of such a fallen soul like me, you accepted the prasadam, whatever was offered to you. And you are easily satisfied with nothing. You don't have any demands. What you eat, the place you need for sleep is practically... nobody needs to take any trouble to provide you those things. So you are happy because you are happily situated, not because of me accompanying you. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya told him like this. So we can see in from both the sides, from Mahaprabhu's side and Balabhadra Bhattacharya's side, what kind of heart they have. Unless one has a heart filled with gratitude like this, one will not be able to live in a happy state of consciousness. When Advaita Acharya was asked by Lord Chaitanya, what boon should I give you? Advaita Acharya said, what should I ask you? We have already given me something more than I can expect from you. And you allowed me to dance for you. So we may wonder, what is so special about being allowed to be danced for the Lord? Because we are tiny, insignificant creatures, and the Lord is very, very great. To be given an opportunity to come in front of the Lord's deity form and be allowed to sing His holy names and be allowed to dance for His pleasure and be allowed to engage all one's senses in a focused way in the Lord's service without getting distracted to the worldly allurements, that's considered the greatest of all benedictions in the whole creation. One should be extremely grateful for having been awarded this opportunity after so many parameters have been adjusted, like your past karma, your guna, your circumstances, and there are so many other factors which are all around us, which can easily drag us to so many things in the world. Somehow or other, by the Lord's divine arrangement, all those factors have been matched to put us in appropriate association of devotees, to be put in a situation where we can chant and dance the glories, chant the glories of the Lord and dance for His pleasure. So one's heart should be filled with gratitude. A person who is too much in eye consciousness, he will always be thinking, who insulted me? Who found fault with me? It's eye consciousness. Actually, one who is Krishna conscious will be Krishna conscious. How Krishna is wonderful. How devotees are so wonderfully serving Krishna. How Krishna has given me this opportunity to serve Him. So when we are overwhelmed with remembrance of Krishna and His service, there is no possibility of bothering about who is insulting me or who is finding fault with me and how I can justify that I can never go wrong. I can never commit mistakes. So this kind of eye consciousness actually takes us away from Krishna focus and puts us more in eye focus. And because of that eye focus, we can easily observe that the eye gets bigger and bigger and Krishna becomes smaller and smaller. And the person simply gets into a world of quarrels and misunderstandings and grievances and guilt and regret and whatnot. So many things. So rather than focus on oneself, one can focus on Krishna. Then one will be able to endure all kinds of trials and tribulations that are going to come in our life anyway. No one can stop them. They are like waves. They will come. But by having the Krishna focus and by leading the spiritual life with a grateful heart, one can very easily win the heart of the Lord. And then the chanting of the holy names will really be very potent and powerful to attract the Lord's attention. Otherwise, with the eye focus and justification focus, it's impossible to attract the Lord's attention. A Vaishnava can never defend. A Vaishnava always considers himself full of faults, ocean of faults, and always sees room for improvement. And such kind of admittance of one's fallen nature and promising to always making an effort to improve oneself when one is being pinpointed for some faults, then such a Vaishnava's heart becomes residence of Krishna. Krishna becomes very pleased. Harinam Prabhu ki.